Right. Welcome to part one of this 3 or 4 part podcast series on decluttering as a different types of moms. So on the announcement episode that I did a couple episodes back, I let you know that I am doing episodes for the different types of moms there are. Now, this isn't very rigid, but what we're talking about are working outside of the home moms, stay-at-home moms, work from home moms. And I might potentially do one on like entrepreneur moms, like moms who work for themselves, like hybrid schedule moms. Homeschooling moms is one that we will do. And I have done in the past a little bit, but we will do it again. But for now, we're going to start with work outside of the home moms, stay at home moms, and work from home moms. And I recommend that you listen to all episodes of this series, regardless of what role you are in, because they're going to overlap. And there are different struggles and challenges that each mom will experience based on whatever role it is that she's in. And there are strengths that each mom will have based on the roles that she is. And I want to share those with you. And I want to shine a light on them for you, because I think if we understand them, it's a lot easier to declutter. And mostly, I want to let you know that the reasons that you say you can't declutter or that you struggle to declutter, it's real, right? We all deal with it. And that's what I want to let you know. We all struggle with this. You are not alone. And that's good news, because there are many other moms who have done it in the same situations that you are in. Yes, you are unique and special, but the challenges that we have, like, we all have the same ones. And so that's what I want you to get out of this series. And that's why I recommend listening to all of them. So we are actually going to start with the work outside of the home mom. And I have been all three at one point or another. I've been hybrids. I've homeschooled. I've worked from home, worked outside of the home, just been stay at home. And I say just stay at home, but that's a terrible thing to say. And if I knew how to edit this out, I would, but I've stayed at home. And I judged myself, right? That's why I just said that. I just want to let you know, I say just stayed at home, because when I did that, I was judging myself as if it wasn't enough, and it is. So anyway, I'll leave that in. but that's what we're going to talk about on these episodes, like the things that we struggle with, right? And the feelings that we have in these roles and the ways that it makes decluttering hard, as well as the strengths. So when we decluttered our home, if you don't know our story, we decluttered in 2013 when we decided to move from Alaska to Florida with only one suitcase per person, which meant that I had to literally get rid of everything in our house in about a month's time, because my husband went down to Florida first, got us the house, got us a car, got things settled there. I stayed back and did the work of getting rid of everything. We didn't know that decluttering was a thing. I didn't know simplifying was going to change the game in my motherhood, but I did it. And here we are. It took me 5 years to realize that decluttering made life easier. I'm a slow learner. Okay. But anyway, and we have more stuff than just a suitcase of stuff. But when I decluttered, I was working outside of the home. I have a teaching degree. I have a bachelor's degree in child development. Was an early childhood teacher. I've got a Montessori training, and I was a teacher, and realized pretty quickly that I didn't want to be a traditional teacher. So I opened up my own school. Entrepreneurship is in my blood. It's what I do. So I went and I opened up my own school, and entrepreneurship is a lot of work. And that meant that my operating hours were 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it was me who was there 10 hours a day, plus or minus a little bit on the front end and the back end. So I could open it up, I could clean it up and close it down when we left. We could drive the 30-minute commute home and 30 minutes there. So I share that with you because when we decluttered, I was working outside of the home and it was exhausting. And I want to share with you the struggles and the challenges that people who work outside of the home have. And then I'm going to share with you the strengths. And this one is the one that's most familiar to me when it comes to decluttering, because it's how I did it. Okay. So the number one, I think, most obvious challenge, and you guys confirmed this in the Facebook group when I asked you guys about your different roles that you have, is that your time away from home is dramatically reduced. So you are literally gone. You are not at home for big portions of your day, which is a challenge. Of course, you're not even there. You can't do anything until you get home. And then when you do get home, your time is spent differently because you haven't seen your kids all day, most likely, you know, unless you work and bring them to work with you, which I have done. So it's not that far of a stretch, but it is different because when you get home, the way that you want to spend your time with your kids is different. For us, a lot of times it was like, get home, make dinner, get cleaned up and get to bed. And so I would measure the time spent with my kids differently when I was working outside of the home. And that's totally valid. It's just a different experience. It used to be, you know, when I had my second son and was dealing with, in hindsight, what I recognize now is postpartum depression and probably a little bit of anxiety, where I'm like counting the minutes that I get to spend with them, you know, adding up the minutes that I get to spend with them after work. And it's hard. And I just want to acknowledge that for you. And scheduling is harder because you're away from home, and knowing exactly what it is that you need to do is often harder because you're not at home and you can't see it and you can't go through it until you get home. And so it's almost like you go to work, you come home, you have to do all this other work with your kids. And then before you could declutter, you have to like look around and be like, what even is this stuff? Like, where do I start? And it's just different. So those are, I think, the obvious struggles that we have. We're exhausted when we come home, right? Like, it's just exhausting. Especially if you have a long commute, especially if you have early mornings, especially. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Now, there are strengths. There are strengths, believe it or not, when it comes to decluttering as a mom who works outside of the home. And the biggest one for me was that it was easier for me to compartmentalize my time and schedule it because I knew exactly when I was going to be home. And I'll talk about this on the stay-at-home mom and the work from home mom episode, where your time kind of all blends into each other and it's hard to decide when you're going to do things. So that was one big advantage that I had decluttering as a mom who worked outside of the home, was compartmentalizing my time and scheduling in my decluttering, and knowing that I had to get it done at that time or else it wasn't going to get done. And not only that, I just had a lot more structure around my days. I know maybe some stay-at-home moms are really great at that, structuring their time and their days. But when I was working outside of the home, it was just easier because I had that structure built in, right? It was like, I know I'm going to be home at this time. I have these hours to work on it, and I'm going to choose to work on it these hours or these days or whatever it was. Now, the other advantage that you might have as a mom who works outside of the home, you might not, but is that you might have more disposable income to get support. This is not always guaranteed, but I will say that in my own experiences, when I worked outside of the home or I was working in some capacity where I was earning my own money, I did feel a lot more in control and able to pay for the things that I needed or wanted, or the things that, you know, could help me out, right? When I was, and I'll be totally transparent, when I was working outside of the home and decluttering in 2013, yes, I was making my own money, but we were still broke. You know, we were still living paycheck to paycheck, but I did feel more empowered that I could make the money and I could find the money if it was really necessary. There were other ways that I did this as a stay-at-home mom that we'll talk about, but for me personally, if this doesn't ring true for you, that's okay. For me personally, when I am working and earning my own money, I do feel like it's easier for me to find the money if I need it and pay to get more support. And I have less guilt around spending the money because I'm out there earning it. And if you don't agree with that, that's okay. Totally okay. But it might be more within your reach to hire a babysitter or, you know, hire somebody to come help you, come in your house and help you. It might be easier for you to purchase a course like Decluttering Simplified that I offer. But those are some of the advantages. Now, the key here to decluttering as a mom who works outside of the home is to schedule in your decluttering times. And I want to share this with you. I think this is really important for the moms who work outside of the home and struggle with balancing their time at work with their time at home with their family and their kids, is that I already told you, I used to be obsessive almost about the time that I spent with my kids and counting the minutes, right? Counting the days and the weekends and all of this stuff. But I decluttered our house in 2013. I had to get it done. We have a unique situation, and I like to take those lessons and those truths and apply them to your situation. But it took me a month of actively decluttering every single day after work, getting a pizza on the way home or going through the drive-thru on the way home, setting the kids up with the food, and then me decluttering all night until it was bedtime, putting them to bed, and then decluttering after they went to bed and getting things ready to take to donation centers and sell on Facebook, because Marketplace wasn't a thing. It was just Facebook groups, setting up the garage sale after they went to bed, waking up early, getting ready to do it all again. It was really exhausting, and I didn't spend a lot of time with my kids, like quality time, like playing with them or anything, for that month. And that really sucked because I thought I was going to be that way forever. And one of the things that I tell people all the time around the Motherhood Simplified community, and I will tell you forever, is that spending that month not present, very busy, just, you know, letting my kids watch way too much Netflix, was the best way I could have spent my time, because it's been almost, it's 9 years later, and I have so much time now to spend with my kids. And I've consistently seen that for the last 9 years. It's like, I did that 1 month of work and it was really hard and I felt guilty about it, but I've seen for the last 9 years how much time I've gained and I continue to keep to give to my kids now. And to spend on my kids now, and to spend on my home now, and my family, and myself, and creating this business, and creating my podcast, and doing things that actually make me happy and fulfilled. So it's 100% worth it. And I want to tell you that if you are a mom right now who struggles with finding that balance of time at work with time at home, yeah, it's a short-term sacrifice. I will not lie to you and say that it's not. It is a short-term sacrifice where, you know, you maybe want to take them out for a weekend and have fun, but you choose to declutter instead. And then it pays you back the rest of your motherhood season because you're not overwhelmed by all this busy work in your home. It's 100% worth it, is what I'm saying. It's a short-term sacrifice now in the form of time with a huge, 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 huge ROA on your time in the future. And it's worth it. And so I just want to drive that home for the moms who work outside of the home. It will pay you back, not only in your time, but in your energy, in your money, in your creativity, in your ability to generate your money, more money, your career goals, your whatever it is for you. You'll get more of it and it's worth it. And it's hard. And in the moment, it's very hard. Like I said, my kids watched a lot of Netflix. That was when we got our first iPad. And I was like, whatever, just play on the iPad. I have to get this done. And my situation was different because we had to get on an airplane and go to Florida, but you can do the same thing for yourself. You can set timelines. You can set deadlines. If that's what I said, it's really easy to compartmentalize your time. If you are working outside of the home, especially like in a corporate setting, you're probably pretty good at time blocking and coordinating schedules and creating structure that you need to do this, that you need to declutter your home. So that is it for this episode. I would love to hear your feedback on this. If it made you feel understood, I would love to hear that. If it encouraged you, especially with, you know, the short-term time sacrifices and what you'll gain long-term, I hope that encourages you. That's one of the big driving points that I wanted to give you in this episode. And I just wanted to tell you, like, high five to you. Working outside of the home and decluttering as a mom, it's a lot. So is staying at home and decluttering, which is going to be our next episode. Listen to that episode too. Like I said, a lot of these struggles and strengths overlap. They are all valuable. They all have their own unique things that come along with it. So listen to the next episode, the stay at home mom decluttering episode, the work from home mom decluttering episode, especially if you are in a hybrid position. But that is it for this one. And I will see you on the next one. If you want decluttering support too, check the description of this episode, because I've got a lot of resources for you that you can get. The free Clear Clutter Toolkit, which I just redid. It's amazing. It's so good. I've had this free guide around for about 4 years, and I always go back and update. So the free Clear Your Clutter Toolkit is an amazing resource. You can go get that. You can get into Decluttering Simplified. If you want to just declutter your entire house, start to finish, you can go get that. And I'll see you on the next episode. All right. Bye.